B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off. Sound
off. Are you coming to be beefing me? What is it?
Got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. DryTech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to DryTechCorp.com.
Let's keep going. Sound off.
Okay, it's time for sound off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in. You got something to say, hit us up. Leave a message. If you're a woe-be-gone Iowa Hawkeye fan, we'll take your call, too. Let's see what we have today.
Harry Roseman, you idiot. You get an extension, and then you release someone that you just signed to a freaking five-year extension, so there's a $40 million dead cap hit? You suck. Everyone praises your contracts. Everyone praises your trades. Everyone praises your free agents. They all suck. You suck. Bad move.
Ooh.
Wow.
He hates Howard.
That's venomous.
It wasn't that bad a move. No. And some of the redoing the deal was to get under the cap to make the playoffs last year, too. Yeah. So that was actually smart by Howard to redo that to get to the playoffs.
Yeah. The cold business.
Why aren't people rooting for Delaware instead of Villanova? Villanova is sort of Philadelphia, but they already got their championship, unless people are trying to get more. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sure that if you went to the University of Delaware, you're going to root for Delaware.
Well,
I don't think people want to see Villanova get upset by Delaware.
I picked Nova to get to the Final Four, but either way, I don't have any tie to the University of Delaware. If they were playing somebody else, I'd root for them. I'm going to root for Nova.
Yeah, right. They're not as local as Villanova is. Yeah, Delaware.
If they were playing a different two seed, I would root for Delaware.
Yeah.
Oh, hello there, A-Team. Let me tell you about this new band. They've been out for about 2 years. Unbeknownst to me, they're called Ghosts.
Yes.
That's awesome. That was really good. That was good
parodied regularly on Sound Off.
Wow.
The thing that I'm pissed off about is why does every 76er right now think they have to shoot a three? I don't understand that. Like, take a two-pointer or something. Makes no sense. I mean, I don't know what happened to this team. They're not shooters. They're not three-point shooters. Just take the easy shot. Not a three-pointer. That's all I need.
Yeah, I don't know if you've been looking at the league lately, my friend, but the three-point shot is a very prevalent and important part of the game, and they need to make more threes, not less.
Maxi and Tobias, they shot 6 of 12 last night.
Yeah, let me say, 6 times 3, that's 18.
That's 18
point.
From those two guys just from that line.
All right.
I just had my mind blown. A guy that complains for a four-hour show about fatty ham at Christmas eats the cheapest German bologna you can get at the supermarket. Mike, you're an enigma wrapped in a conundrum.
I am that. But see, I can justify that because moist ham gives me the skeeves. Bologna is bologna. You know what you're getting.
So, moist ham.
Wet ham.
Right. Moist ham, is, you know, there's too much moisture in your mouth. Bologna, you know, right from the jump, you know what it is.
Yeah, but
you mix it with cheese.
You were all mad that you couldn't get the dry ham.
Well, yeah, because the dry ham is like bologna. Like if you put a piece of bologna in your mouth, and it like got all wet and moist.
Stop it, Mike. Just stop.
Seriously, it was skeevia.
You're skeeving me right now.
Can't believe Tyrone just said, I don't like learning things I don't need. But I guess I should expect that. That is just the typical simpletonness of Tyrone. We experience it every day.
Yikes.
Is that your hater?
Yeah.
Is that the guy that calls regularly?
Yeah, he hates my guts. That's all right. You know,
now, what you don't learn things you don't need.
The five speed.
Yeah. Oh,
like there's certain things you don't need anymore. Like here's another example. Something you used to really need, like cursive writing. As long as you can write your first and last name, you don't need cursive anymore.
No, you're right. You obviously, when you drove cars, they were all automatic.
Right.
I mean, you know, you didn't know. Me, myself, I had a 5-speed. I had a learner.
Right, that's all. I don't yeah. need it. And they barely are sold. Like, I just don't need
like
the
information. Yeah, like my daughter wouldn't have had to drive a 5-speed. You know? All right, let's close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Drytech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to drytechcorp.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the ones?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.